say your name.
Gwen Laubach Alvarez. We've been involved over the past 3 years in smaller projects. One of them was at Sherritt Square, a traditional Mexican sauna building. That was really interesting. And then we saw that they had posted at the Sherritt Square a glazing workshop, a finishing workshop. So that's how what led us here to Sabin Gardens. But
And you're with New Seasons, is that right?
I'm with New Seasons Market, but my husband and I are planning to build quite a few cob structures on our property.
Excellent.
And that this starts this end of June.
And you feel educated and energized by this workshop?
It's just basically making mud pies, right?
as we were saying, with some other people, it's like a sandbox for adults.
Yeah. I think when they mentioned earlier that there should be music, that was one of the things I was planning. In our experience so far in working other projects, the more you make it like a party, I think people really enjoy themselves and they don't feel like it's really hard work. I mean, I've been in both kinds of
Approaches, I guess.
Approaches or themes, and you make it fun and easy. People really jump in, literally. So, yeah.
Well, that's what I've witnessed so far. Is that it seems to be a fine line between work and fun. Mostly fun, it appears, because everybody's eager to learn and to participate, which...
Yeah. And there's also, believe it or not, as much fun as adults are having, people who have children, the kids would really enjoy this too. And they'll, get in there with their bare feet and squish mud and sand with no problem.
Really, yeah, talk about a renewable resource, right? Kid energy is something we have in abundance.
Exactly. Yeah, it was when they were first working that, just trying to sift all the dirt earlier, I was trying to think of some way that you could do that with a home-sized cement mixer and a bicycle. You get the sifting done a little quicker.
I'm sure somebody's done it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right?
Not an engineer, but...
All those exercise bicycles that are like...
Yeah, sitting dusty in the basement.
Exactly. Yeah. I've often thought of that, just grabbing them, putting small battery things on them Well, I know that some health clubs are starting to do that now.
Oh.
They're wiring the bicycles.
They're actually powering things lights or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I remember we used to threaten our daughters when they were teenagers that if they were going to continue to sit and watch TV all day, they were going to have to start generating their own power to run the television set. Yeah.
That's a good anecdote. I'm going to definitely isolate this because it seems like the kids get cut a lot of slack. At least I remember being put to work quite readily by my parents, and when I relate that experience to my nieces and nephews, they don't really seem to understand what I'm talking about.
Well, there's so much more than there was. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, where we could get not only our local town's channels, which was maybe four, but we also can get all the Los Angeles channels. And the most that you could do is maybe watch Saturday morning cartoons for an hour longer, and maybe there might be a couple of afternoon movie marathons. But there wasn't anything else really to watch.
Yeah, there was no internet or YouTube or...
No, yeah. No. And a continuous stream of 500 channels of everything you possibly could or not want to watch. Yeah, that's... there's just that much more to distract them. Yeah. I always look forward to summer because TV shows that we follow pretty regularly are no longer running. So there's a lot more free time.
It's a great excuse to turn it off and get outside.
Yeah. And we tend to have the radio on all day and wandering around doing stuff in the yard and around the house. And pace is different.
Yeah. Make a cop bench.
Mm-hmm.
Or a structure. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the other structures around Portland that?
When I do drive to and from work, which is just a couple days a week, I tend to go from the West Hills through Selwood on my way home. And, I go through the Sherritt Square community, which is one of my favorites. And I'll often bicycle over to Division Street and take a look at the People's Food Co-op, which I think is absolutely beautiful. And of course, the Rebuilding Center's new installation they put in last year is just
when I have people visiting from out of town, I always take them there.
That's exactly what we're doing.
We say we're going to go get some pizza, and we go to the Mississippi Pizza Pub, which is right across the street.
Yeah.
And we always love pulling up and listening to the expressions of the people who are like, what the heck is that?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We say, oh, that's our local rebuilding center. And they're like, rebuilding center? What is that? You know? And then you bring them in there and they flip. They utterly flip out. Like, where can I find this in my hometown?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's Habitat for Humanity. You know, we have one of those here too, you know, which...
Down by the waterfront.
But the rebuilding center is just such a communal buzz of energy anyway,
right in the
heart of a place that's being revitalized, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, usually what we do is we make it part of the trip to go to the, what's that? Is it the crepe cart, honey, that's at next to RBC? What is that food cart?
Oh, the waffle.
Waffles.
Yeah,
I've heard about
it. Waffle cart, Amnesia Brewing, and RBC.
Yeah.
That's
I'm almost afraid to try them. I might become
like addicted to them. I'm looking at them too. They're like $6 a pop. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. You know?
No, I have a friend that's been raving about it. He keeps asking me, like, did you go? And I'm like,
I don't want you to try it.
I'll go, but I...
No, the best thing is to go to the cart and grab a waffle and then wander through the rebuilding center while you're eating it. That's just great.
Ooh,
that
is
it.
Have you been to the rebuilding center?
Yeah. I was just saying how like I love to bring people from out of town, we'll go to like get pizza at the Mississippi Pub, and then I love to like pull up and then have their expressions like
checking out.
They're like they turn their head and look at it because it's all with the cob, middle
those
part,
ornamental,
and all the windows all over
it. Tons of people have still never heard of it. I've been going for years, and it's like I'll talk to people in my wood shop or something like that, and they're like, "What are you?" They take apart old buildings, they resell it. Really?
People just bring their stuff there, and I use it all the time.
Yeah, I've built tremendous things out of that wood I've gotten from them. I used to be on the other side of the river. That's before they were discovered, kind of. They were smaller. You used to get these fantastic deals. I mean, now it's like it's been found, you know, in the mainstream. And it's like I go in there, it's like I used to be okay, like a buck for that.
Yeah, no, I remember going to the Hippo Hardware on Burnside, like. 15 years ago or something, and you would see like the most bizarre cool stuff, and you go there now and it's just kind of like been reduced down, it's been picked through kind of, you know, but man.
And also the stuff comes and goes so fast,
right?
You gotta go there frequently because stuff will come in and it's gone. If it's cool stuff, it's gone.
Yeah, like a chandelier, a beautiful chandelier will come in and it'll last like 5 minutes.
Exactly. You gotta hit it a lot, zoom through as I'm driving across town. I zip in there, 50 minutes, just zoom through.
Yeah, make a
score.
Yeah, make a quick turn through it, right?
Yeah, because it's just, it's amazing. I was going to sold already. I'm like, oh, damn, that's great. That's just what I needed.
Yeah, it's like rejuvenation, too. That's the higher end version, but still, I worked near there for a while, and I used to go into their coffee shop, and then, like you know, like get something, and then
cruise around,
do a loop.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. It's a cool idea. I mean, they had a thing on OPB. There's a show on OPB. I can't think of now. It's a music show, and they give rewards, and they give a reward to the Rebuilding Center. You know, some national coverage and stuff. That's just booming. I mean, from what it was, what it is now, it's just amazing.